referring back to our public hearings, which began a long time ago. First one being conditional use number 2457, JBM Petroleum Service LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to conditional use 2457, JBM Petroleum Services LLC, we have a motion prepared. I'm going to turn it over to council to read my motion.
Okay. Outstanding.
All right. It's Mr. Butler's motion that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2457 for JBM Petroleum Service LLC for small business to service gas stations based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the property is located on a parcel of land that's also occupied by the owner of the applicant's company. The applicant proposes a small business that constructs and services other businesses that use petroleum products. Most of this activity occurs off-site at the location where the construction or servicing happens. This will basically be the office for this business with some limited on-site inside storage. The site is located within the low-density area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This low-impact type of use is appropriate within this area. Three, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The use of this property for this limited low-intensity business is generally consistent with the underlying agricultural zoning of the property. Four, the use will not adversely affect area roadways or neighboring properties. Five, this company provides a service to a wide variety of current and future Sussex County businesses, and it has a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and the businesses of Sussex County. That should be six. There was no opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a business that performs off-site service work for gas stations and other businesses that use petroleum. This shall occur within the existing dwelling and the pole building that is located on the site. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. C, I scrolled up too far, hold on one second. Is the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall not be any Sunday hours. The applicant shall be able to operate beyond these hours on an as-needed basis for limited emergency situations. E, the applicant shall comply with all dealt out requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. F, there shall not be any outside storage of materials. G, since this property also includes the applicant's residence, the final site plan shall clearly show the area where the business will be located on the property. H, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking within the property setbacks. I, failure to comply with these conditions may be grounds for termination of this conditional use approval. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Here's my recommendation, sir.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2457 JBM Petroleum Service LLC for the reasons with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Collins.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Butler.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Outstanding. Okay, our next item is change of zone number 2020, Samuel Petersheen.
I have a motion I would like to read.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 2020 for Samuel Petersheen for a change in zone from AR, agricultural residential, to B2, business community, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, B2 business community zoning is designed to allow office, retail, shopping, and personal service uses that serve a relatively small area, including low-density and medium-density neighborhoods. Two, the site is in a developing area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. B2 zoning and the uses permitted in that district are appropriate in the developing area according to the plan. Three, this location is in an area along Route 13 where there is larger commercially zoned area of land that includes a large store complex and warehousing as well as other retail and commercial uses. Four, the rezoning will not adversely affect area roadways or traffic. Five, the rezoning will not adversely affect nearby properties or property values. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare to the county. Eight, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my
second.
Motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 2020 Samuel Petershane for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2545, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company.
I know everybody really is anxious to discuss this further.
I thought you were going to have a motion.
I was going to say. I have no motion on this. I am okay. Frankly torn.
Well, I'll tell you what, the through traffic's the issue.
Yeah.
You know, the interconnectivity I get, through traffic's the issue. The question for me is there a way to deal with the through traffic that doesn't undermine, you know, our whole process here? And I'm not sure there is.
But yeah.
I worry if we make an exception on this one and reverse it.
And that's why
we're setting a terrible.
I also think the design of this and sort of having this, what could, like, everybody knows when you look at the way that that was laid out, you're going to be creating that kind of a, basically a cross street to cut through.
Excellent.
It's going right by major amenities children are going to be walking to. Like that, you know, in hindsight, I wasn't here, I think, at the time we voted on that.
Well, I think probably at the time it was conceived, that wasn't thought of as a bad thing.
Right.
Fair.
I agree.
That's what I think.
I concur.
At that time, I don't think that was thought of as a bad thing. I wonder if there is a, you know, I'm hesitant to do things because of something that might happen, okay? Because if we say no, that doesn't mean that if the problem they're fearing comes to pass, that it can't be fixed. You can always put a gate up. You know, you can always put a gate up later if that's really a problem.
I mean, I'll just say, you know, from I'm interested in Mr. Butler's opinion on this from the fire safety side, but
yeah,
you haven't dealt with this, particularly a gate in the middle of a development. That's what this would be, is just, you know, because we dealt with this in Ocean Way Estates and some others. The issue is, okay, all the residents in there have the fob, but nobody else does, you know, and cool. So it creates a bigger traffic nightmare. And as I think it was, maybe it was Mr. Smith that said on one of those, because I had to quote it in the briefs, it creates a bigger traffic hazard because people turn thinking they can get through, coming either way, realize they can't, then they're late, and then they rush out the other way they came.
Yeah, they whip around.
Yeah, and it's just, it's
all ass out of the whole island. Yeah.
But, you know,
we've never done this before.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I would just caution, there may be ways to address this. I don't think personally, having litigated it before, and also, you know, for consistency's sake with Schofield, that a gate's the way to do it, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of, it's, yeah.
I don't want to decide it for you, but
Holly makes an excellent point about the precedent issue because, you know, okay, once you do that, everybody's brother's going to be lining up wanting a gate somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know how we ever now would ever have finality on master planning. You know, that's the other thing, if you're suddenly chopping up all the roads with gates.
Yeah, and as far as the design of the roundabouts, I can't believe that they're that they're not designed for fire trucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's a bigger problem.
No way the fire marshal is going to approve that if he doesn't think a fire truck can get through there.
You can look at it two different ways. You can put the gate there, and then you don't have the throughway. The fire company's going through that gate regardless, but there or not.
Well, they just go through it. Yeah,
we got lots of stuff to cut stuff up.
But back to the point of
why make them have to stop
the roundabout?
That?
Yeah, that's but the back to the point
time
of the roundabout.
It would not be uncommon.
A factor.
It would not be uncommon to put the bumper to it.
Well, I understand. And that's my whole point.
Well, and we all have the.
If it's
the,
not there, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
that's everyone true. Has the concern about the children and all the other pedestrians walking, but You're telling me how fast the cars are going through there, and then you're telling me that the kids are playing hockey in the street?
Yeah, why are the kids playing in the street?
Yeah, and then you're walking on the road instead of on the sidewalk? I mean,
yep.
that doesn't make sense to me either. So I think there's everybody's got skin in the game for responsibility.
And this was
here's one question. Sorry, Scott, I don't mean to interrupt you. But I live in the country. Our area is not heavily developed yet. But what's the difference between kids playing in town at 25 miles an hour, riding their bikes, playing on the streets, playing basketball on the streets, stickball? You know, that's common in my area.
In a town
at 25 miles an hour. They look both ways.
People go by my house going 60 miles an hour. The speed limit's 40.
What's the difference in my kids riding a bike on Dublin Hill Road when people are going to Maryland at 60, 70 miles an hour?
I think
that's what baffles me.
We protect some people more than others.
I'm not against. The only thing I would say,
they live in or not.
It's private road. That's the only thing I would say that would be the catch.
I will say this, and you all might not realize this, with the private roads, and we can provide this information to you also, is that when we did our street road designs, and I think Holly remembers this, you were on the commission, Hans redid those so that they are pretty close to DLDOT requirements. They're
not
old tar and chip it anymore. Yeah,
so. I would argue they're the same.
Yeah, I mean, they're just as expensive and just as deep, and there's core tests and everything else that are done. So,
I think Bruce had some comments.
Oh, Bruce, yeah.
I think the biggest problem with this is how traffic is going to back up in their community. Because it's, you know, everybody knows how I feel about interconnectivity. It's creating a spider web of shortcuts through eastern Sussex County. It's that simple. Some communities like Schofield and this one might deserve the chance to put a gate up. It might not be now. It might be after a problem occurs. But there is going to be a problem. With this community.
I'm going to play devil's advocate on that, just so that you all are thinking both sides of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you say that the traffic backs up in this community, and you know, that's certainly a concern. But I think you got to be careful about that logic, because the public could say, well, but that reduces traffic on ways, right. And we should be looking at ways to also mitigate traffic on the roadways when we're creating these developments that increase traffic. I'm not advocating for that, but that goes both ways.
I agree with you completely. Yeah.
When the public says that.
Interconnectivity, so that people didn't have to go out on the big road to get from one place.
And I'm not saying Bruce one's right or wrong, but there's just both sides of that.
I voted with the opposition at Schofield, and I'll be voting with the opposition on this one, because I see the problem.
Maybe the better solution is that there's actually, you know, DLDOT owned and managed boulevards that connect all these.
Well, one discussion that's been had is if we're going to have these spine streets that are actually through streets, require them to be built to the state standard and put into the state system. All the other streets can be private, but that one that is fine.
And the state maintain it.
I think
the state maintain it.
And force payment for maintaining that too somehow, right?
Well, you would. I mean, it would be state maintained. If it's built to the state standard and given to the state, then it's a state's problem.
We'll have a bunch of people like this group there for that, because they'll say, we don't want to deal with DLDOT on our internal subdivision roads. We'll never get anything done.
The person actually said that, you know, why can't they be a state road? Well, yeah, they can very easily.
Yeah, we could.
That's
do that.
It. Yep.
Tear them up and build them again.
Be careful what you ask for, you might get it. So I'd like to move that we defer action on conditional use 2545 JG Townsend Jr. and Company.
I second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2545 JG Townsend Jr. and Company. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is ordinance 2405, chapter 99. Let me defer it.
A motion to defer ordinance 2405, chapter 99.
Second.
Moved and seconded, defer action on ordinance 24-05, chapter 99. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approved, carried. The next item was ordinance number 2406, open space.
Before we get a deferral on this, I have just one question I forgot to ask. Would it be a possibility to allow reduced rate for open space for affordable housing?
That was one of the notes I took. It was to carve out. I had just SCRP.
Because they're pushing our buttons on that one.
Yeah.
Our
and that's an easy enough.
Our soft spot.
Yeah, but that's an easy enough tweak to make.
I would really like to see that. I think that's what the problem is for Frank not being able to do his development.
Yeah. But so similarly, we have no provision really to encourage development of more affordable housing that people will own, right?
Yeah, we
all focused around rentals.
Yeah, we do. We actually have that, but it's the issue's been nobody's built it because it's really hard to do if you don't have a really big Sussex County community housing department to administer it. You know, we kind of farm that out to Habitat for Humanity and others. You know, because you have to really be careful that with homeownership that it's really monitored so people don't buy in cheap and flip them. You know, or sub-rent them or whatever. You know?
Or buy them and, yeah, rent them out as secondary.
Right, you know, so.
I would never do that.
Let it be known that Chacon said he would never do that.
I'll make a motion to defer Ordinance 2406, open space.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on Ordinance 24-06, open space. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order?
We need to change that clock.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because I looked at that earlier and my teeth just dropped.
If not, we stand adjourned, peace and harmony prevailing.